Today, I'm talking with Delisa Guerrier. She works with her husband, Eldy, in Nashville, Tennessee. And I think you'll find that what they're doing is not only needed, but something that's certainly up and coming. More and more people are realizing that church properties around the country either need to be redeveloped, or churches are looking to get into new locations and that are totally more of a commercial nature and have a greater presence in today's culture. So, Lisa, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about you.
Well, I grew up in Northern California, came to Nashville almost 18 years ago. So it's before Nashville is what it has became in the real estate world and just the opportunities here. And so my husband and I started off small, just infill projects and grew our company to a pretty large development company, not just in Nashville, but across Middle Tennessee. So we're excited and blessed to just, you know, be good stewards and do good things in the community.
So, well, I want to get into specifically the story at hand of you guys helping a church to develop a unique type of property. And I'm going to let you share about that. But I do want to, just before we do that, ask you to share a little bit more about your faith and the role that it plays in not only your life and your lifestyle, but your business.
Oh, man. Well, I would say that it's not my business. It's God's. I am, like I said, just being a good steward as to what he's called me to do and called me to manage. You know, to me, that's how I look at it. I work for him and that's how I operate in everything that I do. So it's not always about the bottom dollar. You know, with real estate, a lot of people just go in and do the minimum and try to make the most. And I feel like sometimes there's a need. It's kind of like that, what would Jesus do, right? There's a need to put more in. Doesn't matter that bottom dollar to make the biggest impact. On all of our companies' shirts and everything, there's Psalms 127:1, which says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. And that's true for a house, an apartment complex, a theme park, doesn't matter what we're building.
How did this church contact you or what?
Yes, well, Eldy and I have been very active in the faith community for a long time. We have been a part of planting churches. And because of what we do in real estate, we will buy church buildings and lease them out or do different partnership deals with ministries that have been looking for space. And we have found great benefits because of the land that it comes with to start developing small, residential components near it or behind it with the land that comes with it. And so we've done it on a smaller scale. This particular opportunity came to us as my husband and I became very active in a community in Nashville called Bordeaux. It's North Nashville, very historic, huge presence of just very well-respected doctors and people who've done so many great things in the community, but it's a large minority population. And for that, it has not been developed as fast as the rest of Nashville. And so Eldy and I have a development that we've been doing for the last few years in that community and have just gained the respect and contacts with all of the community leaders in the area. So shortly after that, we had a meeting, and my husband had a meeting with one of the pastors there who'd shared that they have 17 acres. They've been praying to be redeveloped, really, because the church is a beautiful place on the property. It's at the top of this hill, but it's set so far back that you can't see it from the street. And so because of that, they feel like there's more they could be more present, more visible. They wanted to expand off that building and have a community center. They just had this huge list of needs, and they felt that the land that they had could be used in some way to help solve for all those problems. And so that's where we came in. There were several developers who approached them for that property. My husband and I didn't pursue them. It was just sort of this encounter. And the pastor, you know, they had a vote of the board, and I don't think my husband and I were picked to be the developers. And the pastor came in and said, the Lord spoke to me that the Guerriers are supposed to develop this property. And, you know, and he, I think now everyone is seeing why God called us to do this, and the blessing and benefit that it has been for all of us.
What do you tell churches to help them realize what this church realized? And that is, they're sitting on a big gift that God has given them. How would you encourage churches to do what that church did? Because there's a lot of, this day especially, you got to be a profitable church. How do you encourage them to just really pursue after God? Because a lot of times they mastermind what they think they could do, when in fact they just need to listen to Christ.
Oh, goodness. Oh, there's so much I wanted to say. I hope I'll be able to get it all. First, I would say that we haven't had to do a lot of convincing. You know, I think that there is this awakening that a lot of churches have been having. Was COVID, you know, a catalyst to that? Possibly. But thankfully, this church was planning on something beforehand, that, you know, there's more possibility than just one day a week or 2 days a week with Bible study, right? And I believe that there's just this awakening happening where people are really understanding that church is not as linear as it used to be. There's a lot more tentacles and a lot more places where it can be planted and pulled and used. And it's exciting because we haven't had to do a lot of that. They're seeing it themselves. In Nashville, there's a big, huge, you know, there's been a big, huge development push for a long time, the market and all these things that everyone talks about. And so there's that component as well here locally. But I've been seeing a really great just response and understanding that if you bring community to the church permanently, if you merge the two, if you blur the lines, you know, then as my friend Mel McGowan says, then the church becomes the drinking well. It's the place where everyone goes and gathers. It is the place where you get the fuel that you need every day, you know, and it's not just one day a week. There's something that happens when we're obedient. I appreciate the level of obedience that this pastor himself had. I think that if all of us were more obedient, you know, we get there a little bit faster. But in terms of profitability, that was a big thing that, you know, that has been discussed after COVID, is, you know, a lot of churches had to close their doors. And if there were a thought process that allowed the space that is available around churches, typically most of them, to be used for other things, you know, there may not have been so many doors closed during the COVID time. And so it's about moving forward, and how do you set the ministry up, the church up, the community up, to where it can benefit from each other. It takes me back to the scripture where, you know, Jesus told the parable about the talents, and, you know, and the one that came, the one that he dug and he put it in the ground and hid it and brought back what God gave him. God said, you didn't multiply it. And that's what we're here to do, is to multiply.
Tell us what the ultimate experience will be when people walk onto this campus, then share what ideas they had initially and what you ultimately came to.
What we understand is that in order to have community, people have to have somewhere to live. And so we based, you know, the church is the, we pick the most premium spot on the lot for the church to have the highest visibility to that main road. And we wanted to bring a lot of walking trails. We wanted to bring this sense of connectivity throughout the entire development. It doesn't matter what different areas we have. We wanted them all to feel connected. The unit range is somewhere between 200 and 300 of multifamily units. We wanted to target some larger bedroom styles because this is a pretty infill product. And so being able to cater to the people who have families and want to live there, not just the one and two bedrooms or studios, right? Like you see a lot of downtown. And so we have a really great unit mix. We wanted to provide something different outside of just multifamily as well. So what we did was we created other unit types. We have the potential to have some townhome type products or cottage style products. And we want to see, we have not dialed this all the way in yet, but see if we can offer some senior housing units as well, at least some one level living capabilities for some of the seniors in the area or step down. We've been hearing that a lot, that they need some senior step down housing. And so we have footprints for all of those, but we haven't finalized unit counts and things. So with the church component from there, it sort of just expands from the church, right? The tentacles of the church then becomes the multifamily, the townhome type products. And then we have quite a bit of retail offering that where it's not overly commercial because we still want it to feel community-based, but we want to have those things within that development that are will be used by the community. And so we have a community center, a child care. We have some outdoor, a lot of outdoor areas. So from the green space, the swimming pools, the gardens where it'll be a community garden. It's very exciting to see it all come together.
What did they initially envision? Were there some things they had to dial back? Were there some things that as you talked with them, they were like, oh, wow, that is what God's showing us. We weren't quite sure how to do it, but now we see.
Yes. So I think the biggest thing that had to be dialed back a little bit is the idea of restaurants, you know, and a lot of people think that that's kind of an easy thing to just let's build restaurants. You know, we want to have places to eat. And it's true, the area does need it, but more than that, it needs more rooftops. And so it's one of those things where you have to do one before the other. And so we may not be able to see full restaurants come to life on this space, but I think what it'll do is encourage it for the next one that's maybe across the street or down the road. The other thing is they saw the need for a grocery style component. And when you think 17 acres, sometimes it feels bigger than what it is once you start laying out different things. And so there were things like that we've heard. We heard a lot of different feedback of what the community wanted, what the congregation wanted. And we were able to get quite a bit of them. But some of those components will be next door neighbors, hopefully.
Has the church had the conversation within their own leadership about how each one of these things can be a ministry in and of itself? Childcare is a ministry. Seniors yeah. is a ministry. Walking trails is a ministry.
That's so good. You know, I don't know if they've had that conversation specifically, but we have had a lot of conversation as to what the programming needs will be. And so I know that those conversations are on the horizon, but what brought that conversation up for us is because of the relationship between the church and the multifamily. And how do you work to create programs for, you know, the multifamily will be for anyone, not just the people within the church, but how do you create a program where the members and the congregation can have a first right or even discounted, you know, housing in that particular multifamily. And so that started the conversation, and I'm sure there will be more to come because it definitely targets programming needs and ministry needs. And so that's exciting to think about.
A lot of times people think that a church community like this is going to be ooey gooey church. It's going to be sort of like shoving it down people's throat, whoever moves in there, almost a oh my gosh, what did I move into type of place. But quite honestly, this isn't that at all. This is about a church community saying, hey, we're going to be the foundation on which this community is built to really create an environment that supports families that we know have needs.
The whole thought process of this community is that it was done with intent. And the intent is, and this is from the pastor's mouth, I think we all have a different vision going in. He said, if the Lord will just allow me to help save, to bring one soul to him, one, this whole development would have been worth it. You know, and it's not about putting it in anyone's face. It's just about being there when someone is searching and providing an environment that is conducive and welcoming and clean and helps to promote healing and support and in anything, whatever the needs are. I think that someone maybe new to Nashville, new to the area, and if they didn't know the story behind it, they may go and apply for an apartment or, you know, for a place there and maybe never even know that this was planned as it was, or this was the church that started this. But the support that's around and the love and the activities, you know, would open that door is what we'd hope.
Share with our listeners, what are your, give them some little step progressions, tips on how to start to explore, research, how to pray about, et cetera.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest prayer is just that the Lord will open our eyes to all the possibilities. Because what I do know is that he didn't put us here to struggle or be stretched. You know, it is to provide, use what he has given us to provide resources and extending a hand. He's using us to extend a hand to the people that he wants to reach. And so the question is, in your position, with your opportunity, what hand can be stretched? It may be different from this one, but there's probably more that can be done. And so that's the question that I'd ask, and that's the question that I pray for. And the Lord will reveal it to you. He always does.
As we're wrapping up here, then share just what God's vision for community is.
I don't know if I can speak for God, but I'll do this. I'll share with you what I feel like he has given me the vision to help do. It's to bridge the gaps. You know, I think that for a long time, everything has been so separated from church, school, living, you know, and people are hungry for more. People are wanting to be fulfilled, and people are needing to know that things, they are needing intention. And so for me, there's this bridging the gap with intention for his name to be glorified first, but also for us to be able to connect with each other and have access to the things and resources that he's put here.
Thank you for sharing that. I've been speaking today with Delisa Guerrier, her and her husband, LD, own Guerrier Development. They're developing a church-centered community in Nashville, Tennessee. Delisa, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.